And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Jennifer to join me. Now, you've never heard Jennifer's voice before on my radio show. You've heard her voice maybe on the Del Wamsley radio show. So why do I bring that up? The reason I bring that up is that the Del Wamsley radio show is a sister show to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show, and we have the opportunity to interview the same guest on Tuesday. Now, Dell comes at it from his high-level approach. I come at it from my low-level approach. What does that mean, high-level and low-level? What it means is that we're coming at the guest with a different perspective. We want to find out different information, and this is information that you can use. This is information that is going to reinforce in your mind that there's a better way to retire yourself and to create wealth than what you're currently doing. Now, I know many of you are trading time for money. I've been there, done that. I'm guilty of it, but I don't do that anymore. Why do I not do that anymore? Because I've discovered passive income. I've discovered real estate investing. I've discovered a different way to create wealth and passive income for my family. And guess what? My guest, Jennifer, she did the same thing. Now, I was reading over her bio before we came on the show, and there was one thing in her bio that just smacked me straight between the eyes. You want to hear it? Okay, here's what she said. The question was, how has Lifestyles Unlimited changed your life? And she just very succinctly answered, became millionaires within 4 years. Boom, mic drop moment. Became millionaires in 4 years. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Jennifer onto the show. We're going to find out how she became a millionaire in just 4 years. We're going to find out what she has done for her life. We're going to find out what career she pursued. And that might be the career that she either chooses to implode or keep, depending on what she chooses to do with her life. Because here's one of the neat things you'll find out when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, like Jennifer and I did. If you enjoy working in the craft that you work in and you retire yourself with real estate, you can still continue to work in that craft. It's totally fine. It's totally permissible. You can do it. So let's do this. Let's get me stopping the talking and let's get Jennifer onto the show because I want you to learn from her. You're going to learn a lot from Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to the show. I know it's your first time, and I'm just super excited to have a single family investor who's become a millionaire in just 4 years as my guest today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm looking forward to just picking your brain. Are you okay with that? Me walking around in your cranium a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited.
Okay. So let's do the basic stuff. Let's talk about what you did for a career, and maybe you're still doing it for a career, and what you did for retirement prior to becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member.
So I have worked in IT for about 20 years now. Yeah, no, I'm at 20 years now. So worked in IT cybersecurity for 20 years. And my husband worked in appliance repair. He had an appliance repair business that he worked for, like the home warranty companies. He is working full time in our business, but doing the investing and the construction for our rental properties and things like that for us now.
So what were you guys doing for retirement? I mean, were you doing what most people do, stuffing money into a 401k or an IRA, or were you doing something different?
Yes, no, IRA, 401k, that type of thing.
Check those boxes. So you were doing what everybody had advised you to do. And I was kind of no different. Now, I was in the military, so I didn't get the opportunity to have a 401k. I did get the opportunity to have an IRA, and I had one of those for a while. And I realized that, you know, the more money I just seemed to put into it, the money just seemed to sit there and didn't seem to be really doing much for me. What was your experience?
Yeah, the same. You know, you're just investing, and then hoping that you get a job. So I usually work for a contractor of some sort. So then hoping that the contract that you're working for offers some type of match, you know, and then that's your extra incentive. Like, go ahead and put that extra money in there so that hopefully the company will match.
Yeah, because in your mind, you're thinking, well, I get my salary and then I'm getting this match. So I'm getting additional money in addition to my salary. So it seems like it's an even better deal than it really is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
So why is it not a very good deal? Why could you not retire off the 401ks or the IRAs?
Yeah, just running numbers compared to Dale and I just ran numbers, and I'm making 62% instead of the maybe 3-ish type percent on a good day return from the investment that we're making on IRAs and stocks and things like that.
Now, you realize that everybody listening to you thinks that 62% that you earned is over the lifespan of all your properties. Is that true?
It is the what we are making on a yearly basis for the money that we've put into the properties over the 4 years. So like our down payment for all of the properties combined in comparison to the monthly income the yearly income that we're making for rent each month.
So Jennifer, I've got to ask a very basic question. When you started investing in real estate, were you a member of Lifestyles Unlimited at the time, or were you, like me, kind of doing it on your own?
Yep, I bought one property, and I say I was technically married at the time. We had just gotten married, but my husband sure was not on board quite yet. So, but I went for it anyway, and bought a duplex, and it sat there for like 2 years, just, you know, with the same tenants, the same way that it was purchased, you know, no renovations, no nothing like that, just as it was. And I just really didn't know what to do or, you know, to how to grow from there. So just kind of was what it was.
Now, I'm curious, do you recall when you purchased that asset, what was the motivating factor that caused you to buy that duplex?
It was an off-market deal. So my mom had lived in the duplex on the same street for like 30 years. And the property manager was selling the properties for the owner, and it was offered to the tenants. And then if the tenants didn't want it, they were kind of trying to look around for people off market to purchase it. So I was like, man, this just seems like a great deal. And then again, it doesn't have to go on the market. It's all being done for a little bit less expensive. And I don't think that she was quite keeping up with market prices. So it was, to me, it seemed way underpriced. So I'm not really sure, but something just was like, this is it. You should really go for this. So,
and how did that investment turn out? Was it a win, or was it mediocre, or was it, oh man, was it a problem?
Win, win, win all the way around.
Nice. I like hearing that.
I'll show the numbers. So when we purchased it, we purchased it for $80,000. And then within a year or two, maybe two, it must have been 2 years because it was after I joined Lifestyles. So 2 years or so later, we refinanced it for $120,000 and pulled some equity capture at that time. And then now we do still own it. And so now here we are, and it is valued at maybe $225,000, $235,000. So win, 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 win.
Yeah, it sounds like you more than doubled your money as far as the equity goes in that asset. How's it doing cash flow wise?
Yep. So the mortgage is it's part of a portfolio, but we'll just say like the mortgage is around $1,000 a month, and each unit rents for $1,100.
Okay, so it's cash flowing just fine. I mean,
yeah,
better than fine,
yeah.
Right?
Better than
so
fine,
this,
yeah.
Better than fine. Okay, so this is one of the assets that's contributing to that 62% annualized rate of return, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so here's the question I know that's on everybody's mind. seems to me and to everybody listening to us that you cracked the code on how to invest in real estate. Why join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, after all, it seems like you've got it all dialed in.
Well, I did not at the time. I just purchased it and I didn't even know how to collect the rent. You know, the property manager was nice enough, since I'd known her my whole life, to keep collecting the rent for me. I didn't know how to do anything, and I certainly didn't know how to expand on the business, like the financing and how to, you know, quickly purchase more. And I say I, like I said, my husband wasn't super on board at this point yet. So I joined by myself, sort of, you know, with the recommendation of a friend that was already a member for a few years. And then, as Dell said, kind of drug my husband kicking and screaming and was like, all right, we can do this. Like, look at what our friend has done. Look at how he's retired himself, how he's retired his wife. And like, we can do this. And so after a few properties, he finally got on board. But so I definitely didn't have all the information up front. It was a learning process. And then luckily, like I said, a friend introduced us to Lifestyles. And then we've just gained so much knowledge since then.
So it sounds like the piece that was missing was the business acumen, all the nuts and bolts of how to operate the business. I mean, you obviously could find a good deal, but when it came to owning and operating, that's where you needed Lifestyles Unlimited to help you out.
Absolutely. And the acquiring more quickly, as I think that's a big thing for Dell, is like, you can't get rich slow. So how are people, if you have to put 20% down for every property, how are you doing that? And so learning more about the financing options as well, and the acquisition of not just finding the property, which I could find them, but it was the, okay, how do you acquire them quickly and, you know, keep moving the money into more properties?
Now, for that first property, do you recall, did you have to put 20% down on that asset?
Yes.
Okay. And what have you learned as a Lifestyles Unlimited member with regards to that 20% down?
Don't ever do that again. Shame, shame, shame. Don't ever do that again. but not shame, but like, it doesn't have to be that way. You know, there is different ways, and you know, that I would say that we put average like $6,000 down for each house that we've purchased since that time. So there's,
whoa. Hold on. You only put $6,000 down on an asset. What mm-hmm. what are these houses worth? Like $20,000?
Nope. I would say maybe, so the average is around $115,000 that we've purchased them for. Like, the actual purchase price is around $115,000, and then afterwards, the, you know, renovations, things like that, it's usually around $200,000 to $225,000. A cash out of our pocket in the beginning. Yeah, $7,000.
I pulled out my calculator to figure out what you're paying based on pennies on the dollar, and you're buying these assets for 5 cents on the dollar. Do you realize that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, really, you are. You know, there's somebody listening to us that thinks that what you're doing is illegal. Is there anything illegal that you're doing here?
No, definitely not anything illegal. Nothing like that. It's just, like I said, having that information that I didn't even know existed. You know, I didn't know that there was other options besides the regular conventional go to the bank and hope that they'll take your 20%, you know?
Oh, and they will. They will gladly take your 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know a methodology now that allows you to literally buy for 5 cents on the dollar instead of 20 cents on the dollar. You're buying for 5 cents on the dollar. And it's giving you the ability to do some pretty incredible things. I mean, you're able to capture equity. You're able to take advantage of the tax advantages associated with being a real estate investor. Are you a real estate professional? I mean, for tax purposes, do you classify yourself as a real estate professional?
Yes, because we do the renovations in our property, so we are working in our business. But yes. Yeah, still considered a real estate professional and get that tax advantage as well.
Man, I tell you what, Jennifer, you got it all going on. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into these deals. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Jennifer, and together we're working on your financial freedom. Now, up to this point, Jennifer has been sharing with you a lot of great information, information that some of it may kind of go over your head. And I'm not picking on you. I'm not trying to say that, you know, you're ignorant or anything like that. What I'm saying is that Jennifer has learned some things from Lifestyles Unlimited that she did not know before. So when she conveys all this information about the properties that she's about ready to talk about, some of this stuff might go over your head, but don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. Just roll with the punches, because I'm here to tell you, Jennifer's going to share a lot of information with you that even if you don't get it on the first go around, not a problem. We will have an opportunity to reinforce that information. So Jennifer, how many assets do you own right now? How many single family houses? How many duplexes? I mean, if you add it all up, how many buildings do you have?
We have 20 rental
20.
Properties.
20. That's a lot more than the original one that you bought. How did you in a 4 year period get to 20 properties?
A lot of, again, the financing, the information that, and I'm not just boasting up Lifestyles, like genuinely the information is things that you learn, not just from the classes, but by speaking to other people. Here's the person that I use for my financing. So actually you have a person to talk to. It's not just like this ethereal, well, there's this loan out there that you can get, and you're like, well, where do I go? It's genuine, you know, community that you can find, and somebody saying, this is who I use. I'm like, great, let me speak to that person. Oh, here's who I use. Let me speak to that person. So it is really community to get that information to acquire those things, or to find the right people who can help you acquire those things.
So building the team is one of those foundational elements that you focused on in the beginning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you think would have happened had you not been so diligent to build your team?
Oh, we would still just have that one property, because I don't think that my husband nor I would have seen the necessarily the benefit of putting down all that cash up, that 20% on a property, and then again, you know, making a few hundred dollars a month, if, you know, at that time that's what it was, and instead of that, like, you know, doing some renovations and giving that best product best price, and then now how much we're making off that same property versus what we were making in the beginning. So yeah, definitely. Yeah, we wouldn't have gone anywhere. We would have just stuck with that one thing, and that would have been it.
So who do you have on your team? I mean, you don't have to give me their names, but give me their positions, if you will. I mean, who populates your team?
So for sure, a mentor, somebody that has already been through this process and is like, okay, you're doing okay. Don't freak out. We've been there, done that. There's, you know, sometimes there's a couple tears, and it's, you know, but it's so worth it. And so there, yeah, to have somebody who can walk you through those things when you hit a roadblock or a stumbling block. And then contacts, more than one, you know, not just one plumber, but multiple plumbers that you can call, because not everybody's available immediately. Or, and again, the asking people around town asking, and we have members reach out to us all the time because we're an area that a lot of people would like to invest in, but they don't necessarily live here. So they reach out to us all the time and say, hey, who are you using for this? Who are you using for not just loans, but who are you using for construction and appliances and it's anything, any portion of that. There's, like I said, that community where you ask people and you gather those over time.
Do you have lenders on your team?
Absolutely. Multiple lenders on as well, because I always call and I check with a couple different before I pull the trigger on purchasing anything and saying, hey, where are you guys at as far as rates go? And I didn't know this was a thing, but depending on the area, so we're not in a major metropolitan area. And so sometimes interest rates can be a little bit higher for some companies if you're not in an area like Austin or San Antonio, Houston, or wherever in a different state. But those types of things actually charge a little bit more for interest. So I didn't know that was even a thing. So we've since, made some phone calls and checked on people or with things like that.
What about a home inspector? Do you use the services of a home inspector?
At first, we did, but the honest answer is our home inspector is so great that he, and my husband has a background in construction, so after like the third or fourth house, the inspector was like, man, you're showing me things that I didn't even know existed. He's like, you should be doing this on your own. He's like, you really don't need me. And I was like, okay, well, now don't get me wrong. There are some things that I'm like, no, we really need to call him in because maybe we don't have the time or the diligence to get up in the attic at that point and do those things. So there is still times where we call, and we do have a couple inspectors that refer other members, other investors to those people as well.
So basically you've got the right people that you need on your team. I mean, I could sit here and play the silly game of, do you use this guy? Do you use that guy?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you've built and customized your team so that it meets your goals and objectives. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like you have to. You can't do it all by yourself. You can't know everything. And if you leave it up to, and again, I'm not necessarily promoting like, oh, my husband has a background in construction, so like he should, you know, save you guys some money. I'm not necessarily promoting that either because there, like I said, you don't always have the time and you're paying somebody for a service and that they're going to go all out for that service versus like, okay, yeah, that looks good. That looks good. All right. Yeah, it looks fine. Let's just get in and get out of this thing. So there is a benefit to the due diligence of everything. So get your people in there, get, you know, a foundation person, a plumber, you know, even though the inspector may check things like plumbing, you can get a plumber in there and say, I want you to check everything. So do definitely the due diligence is absolutely necessary before purchasing, as well as having a team for the after purchase.
So over 20 properties that you've bought as a single family investor, do you have any idea of maybe how much money you've captured in the form of equity across all of these purchases?
Yes. You want my number?
Oh, if you'll share it, I want your number.
Yeah. Happy to. Over the 20 properties, it's $1.475 million.
Say that number again.
$1.475 million.
And that's $1.475 million of equity that you didn't pay for, correct?
Correct.
But because you learned how to buy correctly, this is additional equity that has been nested within the asset itself. It's an unrealized capital gain, correct?
Correct. Correct.
But when you sell or refinance the property, you'll be able to tap into that gain. And that's what you're talking about doing, right? Is disposing or refinancing of these properties so that you can pull that capital out. And then you can transition to a more passive form of investing into multifamily apartment communities. Did I just nail your strategy?
Yes, you did.
Wow. I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back. Hold on here. I like lots of pats on the back. So Jennifer, I've got to ask, what has all this real estate investing done for you and your family? What can you do today that you couldn't do, say, 7 years ago?
I'm going to say it, and it's going to sound crazy, but anything we want, you know, there's so much possibility. And if there's, you know, big things, big items, big trips, you know, those things are, as, you know, somebody who's working the 9-to-5 doesn't seem possible, I think, most of the time, because what you do save, you know, are the IRAs and the 401ks, you put that away and then it's just away. And with this, you know, you see that income coming in monthly, you see that equity capture, so that if there's something that you want to be, do, have, you know, that money's there and it's accessible.
You have freedom to do what you want, when you want. You have, well, let me ask some of the basic questions. Do you worry about money?
No.
Do you worry about time?
No.
Do you worry about much of anything?
No, it's, I think just there's the possibility. So even if there was a concern about money at some point, you're like, no problem. There are options here that we can tap into, and that, I mean, let's just say there's some big medical event and we, you know, needed a money. Like, we have those investments that are available to us, you know, for purposes like that, you know, that we don't have to be stressed out or worry. You just, you know, use that money that's available to us.
So real estate has become your ultimate nest egg, and it's what you're living off of and enduring your life with the benefit of. I don't even know what I just said there, but what I'm really trying to say is you've got it dialed in.
I like to think so. I think we're doing,
I think you
good.
Do. I think you've got it dialed in. I think once you regain control of your time, you don't worry about money. You have most of the common concerns of life put in the rearview mirror. You have arrived. And Jennifer, you have arrived. I want to thank you for being on today's show. I know you have other things you could be doing, and I'm glad you spent the last hour with us. If you want to do what Jennifer's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.